Well, you can tell by that it's time for the game plan. And on the other end of the line, from down in New York State in Long Island, Rich Kimble and Bob Lucy. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello there, Bruce. How are you this afternoon?
I'm pretty well. Can't complain too much. Show's going well. And no one's called in to scream at me and say, when is Rich coming back? So I think we're doing okay.
So I think you could go a couple of months and you have that same experience.
I don't know about that. Well, it's early in the season for us to be saying a pivotal game for Maine, but it really is an important game. Stony Brook is winless.
Well, it isn't, and I don't think it is too early, because after the start, the Black Bears had really every game is a pivotal game for them, no exception here. But the Black Bears playing some good football lately, and Bob Lucy's here too. Now we've had to do this a little differently than we normally do, because we arrived late at our hotel. So Bob and I are on separate phones in separate quarters here on Long Island, but the message is still the same, Bob. The Black Bears in essentially a playoff game mode every week for the rest of the season.
Yeah, Maine is going to have to be at their best and play their best football, minimize mistakes and turnovers if they're going to keep winning games, and they're going to need to win games if they have any chance at postseason. It's really a league right now, Rich, where any team can beat any other team on any given day. And I think all these games are winnable for Maine, but they're going to have to play at their very best to win games down the stretch.
Well, and if we look at the last two games that have been Black Bear victories, the formula has been the same. Offensively, establish the run, carry the ball 35-plus times. That makes Joe Fagnano a more efficient passer. Then on defense, stop the run and create turnovers, and that seems to be the key for success.
Yeah, and Maine has been doing that very well over their last two wins with Hampton and then Monmouth. And they snapped Monmouth's four-game win streak, Rich, really by taking the ground away from them. They were averaging 246 yards rushing per game. Maine held them to only 112 yards rushing in the game. They only had one rushing touchdown. And they did a tremendous job with the black hole at swarm-level beast mode for 60 minutes.
Well, it's an interesting game tomorrow. If you look at the records, it would appear to be two certainly struggling teams, the 2-4 Bears, the 0-6 Seawolves. But as we know, Bob, in the CAA, you really throw the records out, because especially with JMU out of the league, you can pretty much throw most of the teams in this league in a hat. And any given week, anybody can beat anybody else in the conference.
Absolutely, Rich. And Stony Brook is looking at this game as a chance to reset. They're 0-6. They've got five games left. This is their homecoming. In the last 15 homecomings, they have a record of 12-3. They're hungry. They want to win. And they're going to play really hard tomorrow. And Maine's going to have to be at their best to win.
Well, let's start with the Black Bear offense again. The running game has been going very well the last couple of weeks, and a lot of credit goes to that offensive line that has been battered and bruised, but we've been very impressed with the job they've done, not only protecting Joe Fagnano, but opening holes for a number of different running backs.
Yeah, they've done a nice job, Rich. I think they've sustained blocks better. They've gotten off the ball and attacked on the snap. And, you know, you've got guys like Freddie Brock looking like the Freddie Brock of last year. He had 10 rushes for 68 yards, a touchdown, averaged 6.8 yards per carry against Monmouth. And Joe Fagnano was starting to run the ball more. He had 59 yards rushing a couple of weeks ago against Hampton, at about 30 yards rushing against Monmouth. And he made some really good decisions in the pocket, knowing when to climb and get out and get what he could, as opposed to getting sacked. I've been impressed with the balance they've had offensively, Rich. You look at last week's numbers, 174 rushing yards, 181 passing yards, two rushing TDs, two passing TDs, and a pick six for a TD. That is great balance, and five different players score touchdowns for Maine last Saturday against Monmouth.
And that's what we've seen, too, in this little winning streak, is using a lot of different offensive weapons. And tomorrow, against a Stony Brook team that has especially struggled with their pass defense, we expect Joe Fagnano to use a lot of those weapons. Kobe White has emerged as a real go-to guy to go along with Montego Moss, who's shown what great hands he has. Of course, Xavier Scott, and arguably an NFL-caliber tight end in Sean Bowman.
Well, I think the beauty of this, as you said, Rich, is now that Maine over the last couple of weeks has established a ground game, they have the ability to use their play action. They have their ability to roll out right or left and get this passing game going. And Maine significantly has improved on third down conversions over the last three games. It's interesting because when you look at their first three games, they only converted 28% of their third downs. You look at their last three games, they're converting 46% of their third downs. That significant improvement has helped them to extend drives and really have more scoring opportunities. And it's guys like Sean Bowman with 23 receptions, 226 yards receiving, and three touchdowns. He's done a great job getting open, using that big body to go up, climb the ladder, and make catches. Montego Moss has been fantastic, particularly around the goal line, where he's got four touchdown receptions. Another one last week, a one-hand reception that was tremendous. And, you know, I really think that they can continue to build on this. Kobe White had a breakout game last week. He had six receptions for 115 yards, and he's an experienced receiver. He's at Boston College, their leading receiver for 2 years. And he had a 77-yard reception, I believe, on the second play of the second half that was a highlight reel for Joe Fagnano and him.
We're breaking down the game plan for Maine and Stony Brook live here on Long Island. Rich Kimble and Bob Lucy. And Bob, let's switch over to the defense, the black hole, forcing turnovers. That was key to the victory last week. And using a lot of different guys. We talked about it during the broadcast. Getting fresh legs in there, particularly up front of the D-line.
Yeah, I think Maine's front seven right now has been playing really good football for the last couple of games, Rich. Not only are they stopping the run like they did against Monmouth last week, by keeping high-profile running backs that are leading the country, as the Monmouth back was, Jaden Sheridan, they're keeping them in front of them, and they're swarming to the ball, 11 halves to the ball. They've done a really nice job attacking on the snap, controlling that line of scrimmage, and then they're getting penetration. They're taking the run game away on first and second down and turning the heat and the pressure up in the pocket on third and long situations. Very evident last week against Monmouth, a season-high five sacks. They were really at swarm level mode, like I said, for 60 minutes. And they're going to have to do that tomorrow. This Stony Brook team, over the years, Rich, has prided themselves on being able to run the football. Since the start of the 2018 season, Stony Brook has rushed for over 100 yards in 37 of their 45 games played. This year, currently, they are last in the CAA, only averaging 99 yards rushing per game, and they only have one rushing touchdown this season. I look for them to try to get that ground game going and use Tyson Lawton, who was the CAA football preseason offensive player of the year after rushing for over 1,000 yards last year and leading the CAA. He's a big guy. He's got a lot of power. And he's shown the ability to break tackles. He's 5'10", 215 pounds. Over his career at Stony Brook, he's got over 2,100 yards rushing and 21 TDs. We saw him last year at Maine when they defeated Maine 22-17, and he was a load to bring down, and he's getting healthy. He was out a couple of games. He came back last week, and they got him back into the backfield. He had 34 yards rushing on only seven rushes, but he's healthier this week, and I think they're going to try to get him going and see if he can open up that ground game a bit for them.
Well, they'll certainly need him because their offense has been the least productive in the conference, averaging just over 10 points per game. And with the 0-6 start, Coach Chuck Priori has made the decision to build for the future and go with a freshman quarterback.
Yeah, and that freshman quarterback, Rich, played about half the game against New Hampshire, and then he played the whole game, first start, against Fordham last week. And over the last game and a half or so, he's 36 of 62 passing for 429 yards. He's got three touchdowns, two interceptions. He's rushed for negative 29 yards. He's been sacked a little bit, but I think he's got great potential. Charlie McKee is 6 feet, 197 pounds, a true freshman, as you mentioned. He was the Gatorade New York Football Player of the Year in 2021, a four-time All-State, All-Long Island, and All-County player, and a two-time Conference Player of the Year. He had incredible numbers, setting all kinds of records in high school. He threw for almost 9,000 yards and 94 touchdown passes, and as a senior alone, he rushed for 781 yards and 17 touchdowns. So another dual-threat quarterback that kind of thrown into the fire here, but he's got a lot of ability, and Maine is going to have to, again, put him into predictable passing situations, make them one-dimensional by taking away the run, and put McKee in the pocket on third and long and turn the heat up on him.
Well, and we know this, that whatever the record is, this is not an easy place to play. It never has been for the Black Bears. And Stony Brook, always a physical team. And right now, fighting to turn their season around before the homecoming crowd tomorrow. And we talked about it on the flight down, Bob. The key might be to see how the Black Bear leaders do. Can they step up and rally the troops in what could be a close, hard-fought game?
I think so, Rich. I mean, you know, guys like Michael Giracci, Joe Fignano, Adrian Otero, they have a lot of leaders on this team. This is crunch time. And the only way you're going to get to the finish line and get a postseason berth is to win every week. The only way you win every week is to focus on technique, to be disciplined. You're going to need to force turnovers and win that turnover battle. And you've got to be able to execute offensively and defensively at a high level. Minimize penalties and mistakes. Maximize your offensive opportunities. Maine has been outstanding, Rich, in the red zone. They're tops in the CAA. They've scored 14 of 15 trips into the red zone. That's 93.3%, and that's fifth best in FCS football. They've got to continue to be really good inside the red zone. And they've got to control clock tomorrow by keeping that balanced offense they've had the last couple of weeks and then stopping the run defensively and forcing turnovers.
Well, that's the lowdown from here, Bruce and Kerry. It's going to be a beautiful day tomorrow. Sunshine, mid-60s, kickoff at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon as the Black Bears take on the Sea Wolves of Stony Brook.
Well, Rich, will you think there'll be a lot of parents of our players there because it's so close to areas where a lot of kids come? It seems like we always travel well to Stony Brook, Richmond, a few of those other places.
I suspect so. You know, Maine has a lot of guys from the New Jersey, Pennsylvania area, New York as well. Yeah, and we've seen this before already this season that sometimes at the Hampton game, it felt like there were more Maine fans than Hampton fans at that one.
Well, I hope that'll be the case on Long Island tomorrow. Thanks to you and Bob for giving us the game plan and for getting us ready for a big game. A lot of new Maine sports this weekend, so have a great call and have a great trip home.
Yeah, we're pulling for another big weekend for the Black Bears. Thanks, Bruce. Thanks, Kerry.
Thank you, Bruce and Kerry.
All righty. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Rich.